You must have heard in the news that on 8th November 2022, couple of days back, Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov had a one-on-one in-person meeting in Moscow, Russia. If you are aware, this year since February, both the countries' foreign ministers have already met four times, but this is the first visit of the Indian Foreign Minister to Moscow this year. From day one, India has been saying that there can be no military solution, although India has not yet condemned Russia despite getting constant pressure from Western countries. However, wherever possible, India has advocated the use of diplomacy and dialogue. Now, many of you may think, why is India not condemning Russia? I've also seen this kind of statement being said by few Indians as well. So let me just answer this once and for all. What you have to understand is that it is not just Russia's fault. The Western countries, especially United States, and then the European countries are equally responsible for this conflict. You may stick to one argument saying, so what? Russia attacked first. Ukraine is a sovereign country, blah blah blah. These arguments are useless. I've already made plenty of videos on this conflict. If you're interested, watch them. You will get to know everything how this entire conflict started. So Russia as well as the West, both of them are equally responsible. But then the biggest idiot is Ukraine's President Zelensky. The day he did that Vogue photoshoot, my understanding about him came true. He is a drama queen and a joker. Anyhow, the reason India never condemned Russia is because India is very much aware of the reality. And it very well knows that even the Western countries are equally responsible for escalating this conflict for their personal interests. And the best part is Russia has never forced or requested India to take their side. They have only said one thing. Take an independent stand. Think about it, who does that today? On the other side, the Western countries are desperately asking and sometimes they are also threatening other countries to be on their side. That is why always remember, whenever in any situation, if both the parties are equally responsible, you can only do two things, either avoid condemning anyone or condemn both the parties. But never take one party's name. That is called mature diplomacy and professionalism. So anyhow, Indian Foreign Minister went to Moscow and he met his Russian counterpart and they had a long bilateral talk on various issues including Ukraine conflict. One important conversation that happened was regarding India's oil purchase from Russia. If you remember, in the month of October, Russia became India's biggest supplier of crude oil. And a lot of Western countries, especially United States and European countries, their leaders started doing trash talks about India. They said many things, including this statement. India is funding this conflict or war by purchasing Russian oil. So all kinds of such nonsensical things were said about India, especially by the Western countries. Although these statements have no basis, it is just regular politics. The West wants to put pressure on India for taking this side. As simple as that. Now, regarding oil purchase from Russia, what you need to understand is that there is a huge amount of stress in the international energy market and every country has the right to secure its energy source. After all, the Indian government was elected by the people of India. That means the Indian government has to look out for its own citizens' interest, which actually, if you see, the Western countries' leaders are failing to do so. They are not listening to their people. They are simply coming up with one horrible policy after another. Plus, I have already said this in one of my previous videos. Today, the reason oil prices are high in the world is because of United States government's policies and its self-interests. Of course, there are other factors, but if you link all the factors and narrow down, you'll realize that it is because of United States government's policies and those policies have been supported equally by the Western European countries and together this whole global energy stress has been manufactured. I'm carefully using the word manufactured. It was pre-planned. Read about the Great Reset Initiative by the World Economic Forum. So it's all pre-planned. Now, on the other hand, the Indian government has to look out for its own citizens' interest. India has a huge population to support. It is the third largest consumer of oil in the world. Plus, oil is the primary component of any economic activity. So the Indian government is making sure that the Indian citizens get the best possible access to oil in the international market. What is wrong with that? Ordinary Indian citizens do not have to bear the brunt of something that is happening thousands of miles away. This is something that many European countries' leaders must also think. But then why will they think? They all are part of this big cabal of warmongers. That is the reason India is purchasing Russian oil. And Russia is also giving it at discounted price. The same thing India did with Canadian oil. Even India purchased cheap Canadian oil. I believe the shipment is on its way from the US Gulf Coast. Although with Canada, India is taking advantage of the temporary price drop of Canadian oil, but then with Russia, it has always been a time-tested relation. If today that works out in India's advantage, then what is the problem in that? North America and Europe's problems are not India's problem. Likewise, India's problem will never go there. India has the capability as well as the capacity to solve it on its own. I can also speak on behalf of many Asian as well as African countries. Even they will agree with me. America and Europe's problem is not their problem. And even African as well as Asian countries would appreciate to a great extent if the Western countries do not interfere. Anyhow, apart from purchase of oil, both the foreign ministers also spoke about something called polycentric world order. Russia and India stand for the active formation of a polycentric world order. The meaning of the word polycentric means having more than one center. Let me give an example of polycentric model. Suppose there is a multinational company. Obviously, it has branches in many different countries. Now, this multinational company, although its origin is from one particular country, but then its policies, working principles, is going to be centered around the respective local preferences in whichever country this company has its branch. A good example is McDonald's. McDonald's have branches in most countries in the world. Although its origin is in United States, where they serve all kinds of meat, but in India, their non-veg menu will not have any meat other than chicken. So this is an example of polycentric approach. Similarly, even Russia and India has discussed about this polycentric world order. That means it wants to emerge as a new world order, which will have influence in many other countries in tune with their local preferences. The two countries even spoke about developing further cooperation in areas of economics, financial, energy, military, humanitarian, scientific and technical fields. They even spoke about strengthening their trade and investment, transport and logistics, and the use of national currencies in mutual settlements. Basically developing their own payment methods and rejecting dollar. By the way, I have a video on INSTC, International North-South Transport Corridor. Watch that video and you will understand the development that both the countries are doing towards mutual transport and logistics. You also must be aware of the fact that both India and Russia have a strong mutual understanding in United Nations, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20 and RIC. BRICS is also there, but then RIC brings together the three largest Asian countries, which are also geographically next to each other. It's basically a supercontinent. And I also personally believe if at all tomorrow India and China has to resolve their political issues for establishing new world order, it can happen only if Russia is the mediator. Because think about it, Russia is a major exporter of energy and India and China are major consumers. These three countries can create an Asian energy grid, which will not only ensure energy security for these two respective countries, that is India and China, but it will also ensure energy security for the regional countries that decide to be part of this trio. And not to forget the Northern Sea Route. I already have a video on it. Watch that video, you will understand the benefit of Northern Sea Route and how these three countries can benefit from it. Let's see how things will materialize. The whole world is keeping an eye on it. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.